Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So it has to be some bit of good news, right? Surely it must be good news that the South African economy is now back to pre-pandemic levels. South African gross domestic product, the GDP, expanded by 1.9% in the first quarter of 2022, representing a second consecutive quarter of upward growth. Look, when you hit the bottom, it's the only way to go is up. No, maybe I'm being way, way too cynical. Am I? Dawie Ruit, founder and director of chief economist of the Efficient Group. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
My pleasure. Good morning to you. Well, I'm very good. Thank you very much. I hope the same with you.
Awesome. So am I being cynical by saying, well, really the only way is up? But because it isn't really. I mean, it can always get worse. And it didn't.
Yeah, I guess it can be worse, but yeah, but I think you're basically right. You know, the South African economy has been performing very, very badly for 10 odd years. And just keep in mind that the population is growing by 1.5% anyway. So if the economy is growing by 1.9%, this is hardly making any progress. So 1.9% is certainly not good. And also keep in mind that there's a lot of noise in that number. Economists try to calculate the size of the economy by making a lot of assumptions and estimating this and that. So the 1.9% is only an estimate of how the economy performed in the first quarter of this year. And it's only comparing it to the previous quarter, the fourth quarter of last year. If you compare it to the same quarter of a year ago, then the economy expanded slightly better, at around about 3% or so. But I'm afraid the 1.9% is just not good enough. We need to grow this economy at 5, 6%. And we've done it before, but I'm afraid the environment is such that it's unlikely for the economy to grow much faster than what you currently see.
So what can we expect to see?
What can we expect going forward?
Yes.
There are a couple of obstacles in the way of economic growth. Well, quite a lot, actually. One is simply that we do not have enough electricity, and that keeps a kind of a lid on the rate of economic growth, and I would say around about 2%. The economy is unlikely to expand at a rate stronger than 2%, simply because we don't have enough electricity. And also keep in mind that this is a quarterly number, and like I've said, there's a lot of noise in especially quarterly numbers. It's usually better to look at yearly numbers, annual numbers. And I still expect that the economy can grow at about 1.5% or so for the year. And next year, I'm afraid the same sort of scenario, weakish economic growth and electricity is only about 1%. But there are many other reasons why the economy is not growing strong. And I think most of these reasons can be ascribed to a government that's doing a lot of damage to the South African economy. A lot of policy issues in South Africa that's making it very difficult for people to invest in an economy like South Africa. So I'm afraid economic growth can be expected to be relatively weakish. The South African economy now is back to where it was 2 years ago before the COVID.
And what does that mean?
Well, and maybe I can just make one or two comments about GDP.
I think it's useful for people to know that.
Yeah, well, GDP, or gross domestic product, is supposed to summarize or calculate what the total production in terms of goods and services in the economy was in a certain period of time. In this instance, we're talking about the first quarter of this year. So what we do, we add all the production in the economy, all the services provided in the economy, put it all together, convert that into a rand number, and then make some adjustments for inflation and for seasonality factors and so on, and then compare it to a previous period, in this instance, the fourth quarter of last year. But I mean, all of that is estimate. So the economic growth or the size of the economy is only an estimate. It's a rough estimate because it's basically impossible to really add up all those things that are calculated. So it is wrong. We can know it's wrong, but at least it's consistently wrong. And I think the most important value of economic growth, of GDP numbers, is that we can compare it over time. I think that is what's important. But there's a lot of arguments and debates amongst economists on what should be included in the economy or economic growth. Let me give you one example. If the neighbor's son breaks my window and I replace the window, that is added to economic growth, but the fact that he broke the window in the first instance is not subtracted from economic growth. So when I take gold out of the ground, that is part of the GDP, but the fact that you don't have the gold in the ground anymore is not subtracted from economic growth. And there are many services that are either included or subtracted. It's very clear it is a sort of a weak number. But nevertheless, it gives us a bit of an indication of what's going on in the underlying economic activities. So we compare it over time, and it's a very important number, GDP, because it's also used in a calculation of many, many other aggregates. Like, for example, we calculate the fiscal deficit or the current account deficit or things like that relative to the size of the economy. So this is perhaps the single most important economic number out there. And like I said, it is a soft number. But you have to make all sort of adjustments as well. Remember, it's unfair, for example, to compare the maize harvest in the third quarter to the maize harvest in the first quarter. And the reason is because we harvest maize in the third quarter, but not in the first quarter. So that's so-called seasonal factor. So we have to adjust for seasonal factors. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to include in order to make sure that we get a proper number in this. But still, it is an important number, and over time, it gives us a bit of a glimpse of underlying economic activities, which is currently at 1.9%, which is certainly not good enough.
So in order for us to reach anything reasonable, what should our target be?
Well, there are many things that we need to do. I would argue that the main issue in South Africa, and we know what the economic answers is, but the main issue in South Africa has to do with politics. We've got a government that's doing, like I said, damage to the South African economy. But purely from an economic point of view, what we need to do, we need to start with the whole process, the whole cycle of economic growth. And the cycle of economic growth starts with savings. So we produce X number of stuff, like the GDP, but we can't consume all of that because then we won't have anything left to replant next year or the next season. So we have to postpone, that's economic speak, we have to postpone consumption or save some of the production that we've just produced, and we use that to reinvest in the economy, or put differently, to expand our capital base. And once we've expanded our capital base, then that provides a springboard for stronger economic growth in the next cycle. And the cycle goes on. So we start off with savings, and then we invest, and then the economy can grow, and then we save again, and we invest, and the economy can grow again. And unfortunately, looking at South Africa's savings effort, that is quite weak. We don't save enough in South Africa. If we don't save enough, and I must say, government is part of the problem here. They destroy a lot of capital, because they borrow long-term money to spend on short-term current expenditure. That's not a good idea. So we don't save enough, therefore we don't invest enough, therefore the economy is not growing fast enough. And I'm not even talking about the other problems, the policy issues like labor legislation and things like that. I'm simply talking about this normal economic cycle, and we need to fix that. We need to increase savings, we need to increase investments in order to get the economy on a strong growth trajectory.
And electricity, of course, being a major factor here. If we don't get that right, it's virtually impossible for the economy to grow.
Well, the electricity actually fits in quite nicely with what I just said, because we have to use money, savings, to build new power stations, investments, in order to get stronger economic growth over time. So that is an example of the capital base that is required in order to get the economy growing. But again, you know, we know what all these answers are. It's easy to get economic answers to the problems in South Africa, but the main issue has to do with wrong macroeconomic policies. We've got some people simply do not have confidence in South Africa, and that's why people also don't invest, and that's why people are taking their money out of the country. It's called disinvestment or removing savings out of the country. We don't have confidence in government. We don't have confidence in South Africa's economy, for various reasons and so on. And all those factors also combine in weaker investments and eventually weaker economic growth as well.
I was going to ask you that. What is the role of confidence in all of this?
Extremely important. Extremely important. You will find, for instance, where you find very weak economies because there was some natural disaster, for example, or an economy just came out of a war or whatever the case might be. But everybody's upbeat about the future, and they think, and if people want to invest, despite weak economic environment, because they have trust and confidence in the future. And there are many examples of that. Look at Japan, for example, after the Second World War. That economy absolutely cooked. The same for the Germans. They had confidence in, and they were looking forward to the future, and they invested quite a lot. On the other hand, quite often you find economies that are quite wealthy, are actually doing quite well until a certain stage. Then people, for whatever reason, lose confidence in that economy, and then that economy goes down the tubes. And a very good example of that is Argentina. Argentina, 100 years ago, was one of the wealthiest countries in the world. They had all sort of military coups and things, and people lost confidence in that economy, and the economic growth slowed down and went into a spiral, downward spiral again. So confidence, I would argue, is perhaps the single most important factor there. So we need to get people to get optimistic about South Africa. And again, that's a political issue. We need political leaders to stand up there and say, listen, we're going to make auto repairs and get the economy to grow, and we need to get people to actually trust those political leaders.
Absolutely fascinating. That is where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for coming on to our show and for bringing us the important information. Davie Ruit, founder and director and chief economist of the Efficient Group, talking about the South African economy having returned to its pre-pandemic levels. What does that mean? Well, unfortunately, it does not mean enough. It is good that it's at least moving in that direction, but certainly we need greater growth.